other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Take your questions, and so we'd have wild card, you know, points that are brought up. And the last caller was telling a story, which is fine too. But we're taking first time callers right now. I want to take a ton of your calls. I'm going to try my best, and then I'm going to get to this story. I saw this a few days ago, but then looked at the video closer, and these people are serious pro-abortion activists at the Texas Capitol, where they're having a big battle where Texas is trying to ban partial birth abortion. I mean, why not? It's easier to just deliver the baby and then just give it up for adoption. These are survivable babies. This is clear murder. And the left is acting like it's their new civil rights crusade. They go up to harass the pro-lifers and chant, "Hail Satan, Hail Satan." And I got to be honest with you, folks. I protested abortion clinics years ago. You're going back like 18 years ago. And I would have people come over and say things like this to me. So you got to understand, there are Satanists, and these are holy facilities. That's why it's come out with a lot of them. You can look this up. Where abortionists, a lot of times it turns out, are actually Satanists. Well, that's the pro-lifer speaking on the soapbox.
Between the back alley
and the people are around her chanting, "Hell Satan."
They said they let you in through the front door. The procedure's the same. The instruments are the same. They let you in through the front door. That's the difference. Carmen Gosnell butchered women. Butchered children. We had carpets down in Houston.
Douglas Carpet.
Butchering women. Butchering children.
You're being covered up.
At the beginning of this year.
And again, listening to it on the radio, you can go watch the video. You have to listen carefully. But the news reporter, they were saying, "Hail Satan." If you listen, it's like a church. They're going, "Hail Satan, Hail Satan, Hail Satan." Because they were, I'm sure, do it quite well at their meetings. Let's go ahead and talk to Peter. Peter, what's your question? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to thank you for your great show that you always put on. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for about 3 years. And one of the things I wanted to say was, you sometimes bring up your faith on the show. And you are one of the reasons I went back to God. And because of the reasons, the fact that you show everybody that we're free people to do what we want. And I want to thank you for that, Alex.
Well, thank you. The difference is I'm not a Pharisee praying in public and up on the hill and beating people over the head with the man-made, twisted garbage they put out. But the truth is there are spiritual forces in this world of good and evil, and the globalists don't want you to be aware of that, because if you're not aware of it, you're basically spiritually blind, and they can enslave you.
Correct. I mean, I have been so woken up by the sobering facts that come out of your show that how can you not realize that there is a war in our souls between good and evil? And we have to step up, realize that God is real, and we have to give him the praise for all our battles that we do.
Sure. But at the same time, give praise not to these establishment churches that tell you worship the government. They now have turned God into the government. I mean, you go to most of these churches, you get a sermon on licking boots all day. And probably they'll, you know, explain to you that it's of the Lord to bend over and have them do proctology exams. Most churches now teach the Christians were wrong to not worship idols and to be thrown to the lions. You can type that in. Preacher teaches Christians should have done what Caesar said and not been thrown to lions. I mean, these are demons, a bunch of them. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a whole bunch of these videos. The one that's currently in the Mike Adams story is it's a great story, but it's not extremely audible on the radio. We just found a bunch of clips, because I heard them on the radio locally a few days ago, where the women run up and demonically stick their tongues out and scream, "Hail Satan," at Christians that had gotten their time in the Capitol open-air rotunda to pray for the babies they're killing. The Democrats began just screaming over and over again, "Hail Satan," and sticking their tongues out. Yeah, back that up about 30 seconds, and let's play that so people can hear them. Just first, it starts with a loving chant. Yeah, the Christians singing. Singing Amazing Grace, and outside are people ringing, chanting Hail Satan. And then women run through the police to stick their tongues out. Hail Satan. Now, let me tell you something, ladies. You better back out of Satan real quick, because I know the TV tells you that's how you get power and it's cute and funny. You're going to be begging. begging for God's help soon enough. And believe me, Satan is not going to answer your call. Satan will only give you limited temporal power to suck you in. It's like a bait, a lure that looks like a tasty fish or a tasty worm, but it's got hooks in it. And the woman with just an absolute Jezebel spirit running around with her tongue out and encircling the Christians, just chanting, "Hail Satan, Hail Satan." Now, here's the article by Mike Adams at InfoWars.com and NaturalNews.com. Abortion activist caught on camera possessed by spooky Hail Satan chant at Texas State Capitol. Yeah, and the video he's got is when they're chanting low, "Hail Satan, Hail Satan, Hail Satan." Which is the real way it's done, by the way. This is the real deal. You may have heard that Texas is seeking to outlaw late-term abortions, the kind of abortions that kill a nearly full-grown baby who has eyes, ears, hands, a beating heart, and can experience pain. Yeah, the babies fight the knife. That's why there's famous online videos of that. They don't want you seeing those. The idea that such pre-born human beings cannot be murdered at will infuriates pro-choice abortion activists, and the true inspiration for their desire to kill babies has finally emerged. A truly bizarre, almost creepy video has surfaced revealing pro-abortion activists chanting "Hail Satan" in unison at the Texas State Capitol. As you can hear for yourself in the video below, people in the background began chanting "Hail Satan" during the speech of a woman who opposes late-term abortions. It appears at 5:12 in the video. See, Mike has one video where they're chanting. We found a bunch. This is what they chant in the rotunda at the legislature as they try to ban it. And I have experienced. So we're going to add a bunch of videos to Mike Adams' thing so you can see hours of Hail Satan if you'd like. And some will say, "Oh, they're just joking." Yeah, no, they're not just joking. Ladies and gentlemen, why do you think they're sexualizing children at age 5? Why do you think Nickelodeon 4 years ago came out and said, "We're going to sexualize preteens"? Why do you think you go to the store and the clothes for young girls looks like something that a prostitute would wear? Because they're on record saying they will wreck the innocence. They don't want children to be able to develop. They want to wreck them early. And all the studies show single family 3 to 4 times more likely to be in jail or on drugs. You don't live as long. If you aren't taught basic morals, then you will basically put up with anything. And so that's why these are sickos. They get the thrill of corrupting people. I mean, I've had the experience before in Hollywood where people basically explain that the fun is corrupting somebody. I'm just going to leave it at that. And these people aren't even trying to set you up in something. You know, women, whatever. It's just the fact that if you're a married man, they want you to cheat on your wife because that's fun to break up a family. And then it just goes downhill from there. And these people have nothing. They get into evil and it doesn't fulfill them. So they think if I get into more evil, it's going to fulfill me. I said I'd go to your phone calls. We're going to go to them. But here's another article at InfoWars.com. IVF designer babies and three-parent babies raise serious ethical questions. Think so? Will these even be classic humans as we know them? And they're introducing chemicals and biologicals in the environment where we're not going to be able to have traditional children soon. And then you'll have to go to the government to have your designer baby made. That's always been the plan, according to Julian Huxley at the United Nations, the head of UNESCO. This is beyond anything the average person can even imagine. Let's go to Dominique in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
First-time caller, long-time listener. I wanted to ask you about the FEMA camps, the tent city in Raymondville. I believe you passed through here one time when you were going on 77 back to Austin, and you passed one of those imperial checkpoints that's illegally 100 miles, you know, in the border of Texas.
Yes.
What can you tell me about those?
Well, I mean, they have the Constitution free zone 100 miles into the country. They let the drugs and the illegals through. It's only there for slave training to shake down U.S. citizens. The Border Patrol's been on record basically admitting that and complaining about it because they like to actually protect the country's border. And under Rex 84 that was declassified in 1986 in the Iran-Contra hearings, they built FEMA centers under the guise of keeping immigrants, which they primed the pump with. But under the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program and the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act and the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, those are the official FEMA centers that they admit are for the American people. But John Corzine will not face criminal charges over MF Global. They did a fake federal lawsuit just to act like they were going to do something, as we predicted. And now nothing will be done to him, stealing billions of dollars, the former head of Goldman Sachs. This is the type of garbage we're talking about, sir.
That's just crazy. I mean, they're militarizing the police. They got cameras all over the city and in the city park now. It's getting crazy.
No, they admit it is a Pentagon-designed, DARPA-designed grid, and we are the enemy. This is, and again, they're just finding what cops and military will follow the orders, and they're conditioning us to put up with anything and preparing to push us until a civil war breaks out.
Well, that's all I have to say, Alex.
God bless you, sir. Yeah, and again, I don't think people are cowards out there. If you hear what I talk about and then get scared, there's no hope for you. You should get concerned and then fight back politically very aggressively. And there's a thousand different things to do. This will not make it through. Hey, here's the good news. We warned people. Over 100 million guns have been sold on record in the last 5 years. Over 100 million. Billions of rounds of ammo have been purchased. Citizens are training everywhere. A lot of people in government are waking up and joining the awakening. So we're not going to be caught flat-footed in any of this. The Liberty Movement has done its job. We're intensifying operations, even though it's dangerous to my own person. I'm 110% committed. I am absolutely ramming the enemy at point-blank range, savaging them most viciously with the truth as I can, not holding anything back. I told you a year ago that I've been holding back, and I said I'm going to the next level. I'm committing to it 110%, and that's what we're trying to do here. Because only the truth will set us free. Only admitting how sick this is will set us free. Let's talk to Nick in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Quick question. With the rising cost of student loans and the diminishing job market in America, in your opinion, is it worth paying for a college education these days, or is it a waste of money?
No, except for a very few highest scoring people who then join the right fraternity, get to do that on top of it, and who make all the right moves. College is completely, absolutely worthless now, unless you're sending your daughter to a sorority to marry into another rich family. It is absolutely worthless unless it's squeezing the produce, you know, to see who you want to get married to. College is only good for social reasons, to continue elite or nouveau riche breeding. And even the wealthy are breaking down, and your daughter will just rebel and run off and, you know, marry some criminal and, you know, get tattoos all over her face. So it's absolutely worthless. And they admit it's a total fraud bubble. It was all designed that way. There will be no jobs. There will be no jobs allowed unless you go to college to work for Homeland Security and to get a Homeland Security grant or scholarship. And then even that, after they're done with the takedown, you won't get your pension. So, no, it's completely worthless.
Well, I'm already 27 years old. I have a job. I have a couple college degrees. But what would you recommend for students that are just leaving high school at this point? You know, what's the good thing for them to do to get into at this point? Just for the young people listening.
If you just go to college for a semester as a guy to try to marry a rich girl, that's a reason to go to college. Women marrying rich guys, that's a reason to go. Like I said, if you can get in an elite fraternity, because that's how those things work, then you can, you know, get a job at an elite operation if you're smart. It's not enough to just have good grades. I don't know. The best job would probably be joining the police department and becoming a narcotics trafficker. Or you could join Dyncorp and run children. I mean, that's probably some of the only You can join Homeland Security. If you want to engage in criminal activity, kidnap children, ship narcotics, torture people worldwide, pull children's teeth out, rape them in front of their parents, DHS is hiring. So stay there. I'll come back to you in just a minute. Stay with us.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
I agree with Thomas Jefferson, author of the First Amendment, who said that the government should be afraid of the people.
Yeah, the full clip is up on Infowars.com. Let's back that up and play that clip a little bit, a longer clip of it in a moment. Fox News panel laughs at the idea that government should fear the people. Yeah, that's what Al Sharpton, but also people like Rangel, have got up this year and said, listen, forget your Second Amendment. Doesn't matter if it was designed to protect you from a bad government. We've got the drones, we got the army, and there isn't anything you white people in the South, you crackerheads, are going to do. I mean, you can go find the clips. Again, making it racial. And it's only racist whites that want guns, and it's the Ku Klux Klan that wants guns, and the NRA is the new Ku Klux Klan. These are quotes, by the way. A composite of quotes. One of the quotes about the NRA's, the Ku Klux Klan, that was a Fox Sports writer. And again, they're invoking race through white people, black people, you name it, to try to get us fighting with each other. And this is the insaneness of all of it. This is the craziness of it all. That you're going to resist the government. No, you're not. You know, when I talk about DHS that hired the jail guards and certified them, private jail guards, to go run Abu Ghraib under the army, where the army's own report said what I just said before the break, torturing children, including sexually. And then they did it at camps all over the world. And then I mentioned DynCorp in the Chicago Tribune and congressional hearings running giant sex trade operations, including children, with stuff I'm not even going to say on air, and no one got in trouble. Did you hear me yesterday? Last night, I happened to accidentally hit the free iPhone app on my phone as I was getting in bed at about midnight and heard my show start playing, rebroadcasting off the earbuds by the bedstand. So I popped it in, listened for about 10 minutes, and I was talking about here in Austin, I don't know, 8-9 years ago. I forget. My son was about 2. So this is about 8 years ago. And I had him in for a checkup. And he goes, you know, I listen to your show. This is a big clinic. One of the biggest. Pediatricians. Not even an anti-vaccine pediatrician. Just one that won't harass you. But they have on their website, you know, we, you know, do take patients that don't vaccinate. And he told me, no, they give people in Austin at the free clinics live, illegal SV40 virus. And he said, you know, that's illegal. That's been banned since 1962. And I said, I know. He goes, I know. But and I said, well, you need to go public. He goes, no, no, no. And grabbed my arm and said, I just told you that off record, buddy. Just like doctor, patient privilege, journalist, source privilege. And I go, I know. He goes, you can tell people a doctor told you. You go investigate it. And I called the health department, and they said, oh, we'll get back with you. I mean, folks, these are sick people. Just like it was in the news yesterday, in the local TV station's headline, that they forcefully sterilized women in California prisons. Up until 2010. They always say up until 2 years ago. It's, folks, it's happening everywhere. They sterilize a lot of children that CPS grab. I remember having a CPS worker on it with a whistle 5 years ago. It was in New York Daily News. I got her on. Could never get her back on again because of threats. And the woman was crying, saying, I thought we were good. I thought we were good. But how they would go get the young black kids and take them, mainly black, because nobody stands up for black people. Because their black leadership just wants to fight white people all day. Nobody talks about the real stuff going on. And how they would take little black kids and chain them down, 6-, 7-, 8-year-olds, and feed them pesticides till they died in private facilities. Nobody's going to help them. Nobody's coming to help them. Nobody's coming to help anybody because America is a demonic cesspit. Nobody's going to help the 53 million babies they already killed. Nobody's going to help the millions more. They're just going to dance around and say, Hail Satan, all day. This is fun to say, Hail Satan, isn't it? It's powerful. And nobody's going to come help all of you running around saying, Hail Satan, either. Until we wake up and repent as a nation. But I was hearing what I was saying, and I'm like, man, this sounds so crazy. But then I knew it was all true. Just like I just talked about New York Daily News. Reports about them killing kids and pesticide tests, and nobody gets in trouble. Nobody goes to jail. They just, you know, if a whistleblower exposes something, they just blow their car up or have the police raid their offices. That was in the news yesterday. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around the tree to the ground, shattered from the sound.
The death machine.
The death machine ain't slowing down.
No, it's growing real fast. That is Shooter Jennings bringing us in with Summer of Rage. That's right. The gas mask is the couture in the Summer of Rage. They're building mass graves for the all-out police state. We're here 6 days a week, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, back 7 o'clock weeknights. Hosting the news tonight is Paul Watson from England. I'll be doing the news portion with an exclusive in-depth interview with Adam Kokesh on how do we restore the republic or do we not restore the public. I disagree with him just saying get rid of the U.S. government completely. We don't have a U.S. government. I keep trying to explain that to him, so we're going to have kind of a lively debate tonight. I don't know, Paul should be done with the news by about 7:30, and then I'll debate, again, a friendly debate with Kokesh. Please remember this broadcast is supported by patriots like you. So if you want to wake people up, there's nobody who's been more effective for whatever reason at getting people out of their trance than the InfoWars operation. And yours truly, by the grace of God. So I believe we are the best outfit to spread the word about. Everybody should get an InfoWars Nightly News membership to see all the films, to see the Nightly News, to see the high-def archive of it each day, and the dozens and dozens of other documentaries that are posted there. Really 17 years of material or more. The site's been up for more than 10 years, and it really works great now. PrisonPlanet.tv. Please become a member today. If you are a member, please make sure you have a unique username and passcode. That's something you can share. And up to 11 people can simultaneously log in with the same username and passcode. So I'd say give it to 50 people. And if you ever try to log in and can't get on, good job. It means 11 people are watching. $5.95 a month, and then go get yourself another membership. And the little bit of money we make off that, we're able to fund this entire operation. And that's my goal. I have told my crew, and it's not bad to make money. It's good for liberty lovers to make money and be strong. But, I mean, we are in the ultimate growth phase right now, spending 120% of what's coming in here, and I can't sustain that forever. But we're in some key developments right now to go to the next level with reporters, researchers, film editors, everything. The studio, the new studio you're going to see, all of it. We are 110% all in this fight, charging the New World Order, going up against their machine gun nest, and we need your support, ladies and gentlemen. When you buy the ProPure water filters, when you subscribe to the magazine, when you buy the new film that we are the exclusive people carrying that starts shipping in just 5 days, and it premieres next week on the Nightly News, the new documentary State of Mind on Blu-ray and DVD, it is all available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com, or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And as insane as this broadcast sounds, you can go to anybody you know out there and say, hey, let's listen to this guy's show, and let's go look and see foster children had pesticides tested on them in New York. And you'll see a headline like, whistleblower says it might have been unethical. It's always like a whitewash. Yeah, this CPS worker says they would deliver kids here, and some died. Kind of like the New York Times headline yesterday about Bayer Pharmaceuticals. I was talking about Bayer Pharmaceuticals for a decade, knowing that all their Factor VIII product had HIV and hepatitis in it. It was a death sentence. And it was, oh, the more risky Factor VIII was shipped overseas. You know, you go over your neighbor and kill him. It's like, what is risky at my house? Whoever killed the neighbor, you know, it's the art of taking some incredible crime of, yeah, unknown agencies telling the LAPD not to release the Hastings situation report, police report. The firemen have been threatened. There's nothing going on. He said, hey, I'm running for my life. I'm being death threatened, we now learn. I'm going underground. I got the biggest story ever. Boom! Boom, you're dead. And I just don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, I shouldn't even be laughing. This is horrible. Except I'm in this position. They could put a car bomb in my car today, blow me sky high, have the engine shoot, 50-something yards down the street the other way. The car comes to rest up against a tree. It isn't even denting the car where it's at. And they go, everybody says, yeah, it was driving down the street and it just blew up. They're like, oh, no foul play. Police don't talk. Firemen don't talk. I mean, I could be on the radio and say, they death threatened me. Please, I'm going into hiding. And then I'm dead hours later. It's like, oh, there's nothing suspicious there. And joining us to talk about that, because he's going to go in-depth on this tonight on the Nightly News, is one of our best researchers and all-around broadcasters, you name it, with the team 11 years. You can tell, folks, I really like the work he does. Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, this is really getting crazy. Your article up on InfoWars.com. Police firefighters ordered not to speak about Michael Hastings' crash. LAPD refuses to release police report to journalists. I mean, why not? I mean, it's normal brand new Mercedes just blow up in the middle of the road. I mean, did you know the Ryder truck in Oklahoma City actually was speeding and ran into the building? Did you know that? Yeah, that wasn't even a car bomb either. Oklahoma City was not a car bomb, folks. Kennedy was hit by a gnat. Paul Watson.
Hi, Alex. Good to be back. Yeah, this is Kimberly Dvorak, who's a journalist out of San Diego Six News. Basically, she went to Los Angeles to speak with the LAPD, speak with the fire department involved in the response and investigation to the crash involving Rolling Stone journalist Michael Hastings last month, and was basically told, even though they ruled out foul play days after the incident, she was told, we're not going to give you the police report. And she was also told by firefighters and cops, they've been ordered not to speak to the media about the Michael Hastings crash.
Oh.
In addition, well, yeah, exactly. And they
or they'll be
the
like the
report.
Coroner who was over the Breitbart thing who got poisoned and died.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's nothing to see here. Move along. In addition, Mercedes have come out and said that this inferno that consumed Hastings' car, which vehicle automotive experts have said is virtually impossible for a new, brand new Mercedes. Mercedes have also said that they don't know why that happened, that it shouldn't have happened. But the LAPD has refused to contact Mercedes to get any information on why that would happen. On top of that,
unbelievable,
we've got the engine being found about 150 feet away from the car, behind the vehicle. Dvorak talked to two physics experts, two professors, who said that the engine, if it detached from the car, would follow the forward velocity of the vehicle. So it wouldn't be behind the vehicle 150 feet. If it detached, it would be in front of the vehicle. So there's that. There's also...
Yeah, no, the witnesses said it blew up in the middle of the road, then flew off the road. That's why the engine went the opposite direction. If it would have hit and had the engine dislodged, might have gone, you know, a dozen yards or something, if it ripped loose. But all the experts said, no way it would rip loose. I mean, you're talking about a big old keg of C4 here.
And also, there are no skid marks on the road. So if this was an accidental crash, you would expect there to have been at least some resistance to driving straight into
that. Yeah, they said it jackknifed. It just blew up into the air.
Exactly. So, you know, on top of that, you've got the two university studies which show it's very easy to hack and remote control a modern vehicle. You've got the former anti-terror czar, Richard Clark, coming out and saying that that's a possibility. That's a plausible scenario.
Yeah, I think he did that to distract off, though. I don't think it's remote control. It's good old-fashioned C4.
Well, then we've got, you know, the motive, because we know Hastings exposed McChrystal back in 2010. He said he got death threats every single year from powerful people because of that. We know from his friend who is a guest on your show.
Staff Sergeant Biggs said he was there when they said, we're going to kill you.
Oh, yeah, he routinely talked about that. And, in fact, a recent interview with CNN that they just aired excerpts of Hastings, which was actually recorded a year ago, only just aired, he said that there was a ton of information he could have put in that book that he didn't. So that suggests he had even more dirt on people in high positions of power that he hadn't released in the public domain. So yet another motivation. He was contacting friends in the hours before his death, sending out emails saying he was going off the radar. He was paranoid. He was under investigation by the FBI. His friend, again, Joseph Biggs, said that he drove like a grandma. It would be very uncharacteristic for him to be driving at such high speed in the middle of the night. WikiLeaks reported that he contacted them, saying he was being investigated by the FBI. Of course, we know he had, quote, the biggest story yet on the CIA about to come out. All of this, all of the evidence surrounding the crash itself being suspicious, and yet it was case closed within days, no foul play, according to the LAPD, who now refuses to release information and are telling cops and firefighters not to talk about it.
Well, I texted Biggs this morning, and he got back with me an hour ago. I hadn't checked my text. I'm going to call him during a break. He may pop in and overdrive today or on the nightly news, but he says, yeah, this is really getting suspicious. He's trying to talk to the police right now, so we'll try to find out what happens with that. But the family and friends are all scared, he has said, and so that's why he's had the courage to go public, because everybody else is scared. And folks, once a tyranny has everybody scared, it's won. Then you get the Nazi Germany, you get the Soviet Russia. Once they get to this point where it's implicit that they're the ones doing this, which it basically now is, where they operate out in the open, then you either remove them or they can do anything they want. So we're now at that point of, are we going to be a totally broken, disgusting country? And it's time for police and military and people in the system to speak out more than ever. And that's why they're so scared of whistleblowers, though, is because that's the big chink in their armor. Paul Watson, you'll cover this more tonight, hosting InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, there goes Paul Watson. Now, I'm going to come back in the next segment, I promise, go to Nick and Jim and Andrew and everybody else that's patiently holding. But I saw a story up on InfoWars.com. Sustainable Development Park violates artist First Amendment. And his great art that you can see up on the site was up there for a while, and then they removed it because it was kind of Tea Party-esque, showing people with American flags marching and you know, stuff like that, just serious thought criminal. I mean, stuff you would imagine in the old America, really evil George Washington-type stuff. And so he contacted us, so our writer Julie Wilson wrote a story about it. We're putting some of his amazing art up on screen. We have a link to his art site as well in the story. But joining us, InfoWars.com, one of the latest editions here, one of our reporters, she's done local reporting for a few years on radio and in print, is Julie Wilson. Julie, what's your take on this? Tell people about where this is, what's happening, and now reportedly he's been blacklisted. They sent an email around town saying, you know, this is a person that, you know, that we're not to support, basically, which is a good authoritarian instinct that we would expect to see in North Korea.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for having me on the talk.
Come on closer to your microphone for me. Thanks. Go ahead.
Basically, this artist, Chris Hobay, is what his name is. He has a company called Artistic Revolt.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Revolt.
We changed mics around a little bit today. Didn't test that beforehand. Just lean right up on it and Just get right up on the mic. Here we go.
Okay. So there's this artist named Chris Hobay. He has a company called Artistic Revolt. He's a popular artist in Atlanta, Georgia. And kind of the irony in this story is that he's had his artwork on display in the area for 7 to 10 years. Never had any issues. And in fact, he's, you know, had a lot of fans. He's got a lot of compliments on his work. But recently, he partnered up with a company called Atlantic Station, which seems like it's kind of like a Zilker Park for Austin. A place to have dining, movies in the park, concerts, festivals, that kind of thing. So he made a contract with them to be able to set up his art booth there. And he had one successful showing. He got good feedback from the customers and the leasing agents on the property. And so he went for his next monthly round to set up shop. He put $2,500 into his booth, you know, because he had a success last time. And this time the GM came by his booth and started questioning his artwork and asked him, you know, what political party do you belong to and, you know, what are your political viewpoints?
He did stuff like a sign saying tax to death, mm-hmm. showing Uncle Sam as a skeleton. I mean, how evil, how American.
Right.
This is Phil. This is evil.
So Chris Hobay, you know, told him, listen, you know, I'm not actually affiliated with any political party. You know, I actually show our history, you know, through my work, and I don't consider it to be
political. He shows veterans marching with American flags? Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's bad.
And so the GM actually left on the note with complimenting him on his work and then took off in his golf cart. And the next thing he knew, the leasing agents came by and told him that he had to shut down shop immediately and that if he didn't, they were going to escort him off the property. And so while he was taking out his work, a local newspaper called Creative Loafing, was photographing his work and said, hey, you know, what are you doing? Where are you going? And he said, well, you know, I've been asked to leave. And so he left the premises, and a short time later, he got a phone call from that same newspaper telling him that a mass email was circulating around to all the businesses in Atlantic Station, saying that his work was actually, I can give you the quote right here, they told him that his work was...
This is in Atlanta, Georgia.
Violent and political nature of their art, and that they were not allowed anywhere on the property for purchases of a gallery or shop. So they
and there's nothing violent because he sent us the stuff that was there. I mean, they just take everything and demonize it and say, oh, you're criticizing the government. That might cause violence. That's what all these newspaper reporters always ask me. And then Bloomberg had the quote in there, Alex Jones doesn't build bombs, he builds bombers.
Yeah, that was...
Really, I thought the defense contractors built bombers. I thought the FBI built bombers.
Another point that I really want to make about this story is that the park that shut this guy down, when you go to their website, they actually advertise themselves as the national model for smart growth and sustainable development. And their motto is live, work, and play in the same community.
Well, let me tell you what you do to this UN group. He goes and videotapes other art, anything that has a skeleton, because the most offensive thing could be Uncle Sam as a skeleton, and say, you know, how is that violent? And then show any other type of art like that, then you have a discrimination issue. And you've got to block these authoritarians because they will shut everybody down.
Yeah, he said that the booth next to him had art that had nudity and all that kind of stuff, which was supposed to be banned from the festival, but nothing was said to them. So,
well, the point is you come, they accept you to the festival, then they kick you out. Mm-hmm. This is how real authoritarianism operates. First thing Hitler did with gypsies, Jews, and other groups was not let them be in festivals. Then they couldn't have their own business. You know, they go knock the windows out. And then, oh, you got to go to this ghetto for your safety. And then, oh, we're going to put you on these trains for your safety. That's how it works. People can read the full article and see the evil thought crime at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Sustainable Development Park violates artists' First Amendment rights. Good job for standing up for that wicked First Amendment, Julie.
Sir, you are welcome.
We'll be right back with more of your phone calls straight ahead. This is going on outside Atlanta, Georgia, if you want to say something about it.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide. And now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Governor of New Jersey, former head of Goldman Sachs, to take $2 million out of people's private accounts and have a bunch of it disappear, and he doesn't get in trouble 2 years later. But if you want to go pay your money and be part of an art show outside Atlanta that says take care of veterans and stuff. It shows veterans with American flags. Well, that's evil. You're not allowed to have it. And then they also send out a mass email saying we need it, you know, because this is what the UN groups do. Once they get a foothold, hey, don't do any business, reportedly, is what they're reporting, with these people. These are thought criminals. And then meanwhile, the sheriff's cold case posse out in Arizona, in Phoenix, forensics findings on Obama's birth certificate, a 100% forgery, no doubt about it. Well, this is coming from a bunch of detectives. I don't need to have detectives. I told you hours after it was released a few years ago it was fake. Let me explain this to you. They have word processors. It was Microsoft Words what they used in part of it. That looks like typewriter. Yeah, the World Tribune's reporting that right now. That looks like a typewriter. But a typewriter really splats the ribbon. Really splats the ribbon, so each one is different, like a raindrop or a ice crystal or a snowflake, a fingerprint. These are meant to look like a typewriter, but it's the typewriter font from a computer. So the splats on the T's and the C's and everything, you have multiple C's, multiple T's, multiple A's, multiple I's. They're identical. They're identical. It's totally fake. 100% done. But they go through over 50 other things. And this is a psyop, folks. They did it on purpose as a big joke because it's all about throwing our face. It's like blowing Michael Hastings' car up in front of everybody. It's all just, yeah, okay, it's totally fake. And it turns out he isn't really from Kenya. The evidence is overwhelming. His dad is a famous communist pornographer. Dreams of My Real Father. We sell the film. InfoWarsStore.com. Open and shut. He used to spend summers with the famous communist pornographer in Hawaii. And it's his dad. There's photos of Obama with him on the... Oh, I can't even believe it. The reality is so whacked out. Reality is so whacked out that I don't even know what to say anymore. By the way, the State Department came out a few years ago and had to admit, yeah, his dad really wasn't his dad. You know, the Kenyan professor, he got kicked out of the U.S. because the State Department found it was a sham marriage and that he was not the father. So the whole Kenya thing, that's why his wife says he's from Kenya and all those speeches. And they're like, hey, she says he's from Kenya. Why are you saying we're crazy? Hey, why does this Harvard, the head of the Harvard Law School say from Kenya? All his publications from Kenya until 6 years ago. Why are you saying it was all a setup? Kenya was the cover. So, of course, he's got a fake birth certificate. The guy's got at least three admitted aliases. Barack Obama, Barry Sotero, Barry Obama. Well, there's one other. That's why all the records are sealed. This country is a total trouble. I mean, I just cannot believe what we have gotten to, what we put up with, and it's only going to get more bizarre. Okay, I'm going to break. I'm going to come back and go to Nick, and then Andrew, and then Lazarus, and Jim, and Michael. And then coming up in studio, Nomi Prinz. We've flown her in. We appreciate her coming. Former managing director at Goldman Sachs, a big whistleblower and best-selling author. She's going to start at the beginning and tell us where we're going straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.